Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
October 19th is going to be the second annual Canadian Walk for Veterans in 10 cities from coast to coast. And the theme is suicide awareness and prevention for PTSD sufferers. Joining us is Mark Birchall. He is a national organizer for the walk. Mark, thanks very much for joining us, and it's a huge issue, the PTSD issue. We keep understanding, and we learn about it in bits and pieces, but the overall picture is really significant. Can you talk to us about that, please?
Well, you bet, Roy. You know, before I got involved and started talking to veterans and first responders, because they all suffer from the same kind of exposure to trauma, you know, I was totally unaware that they even suffered such things. And by being involved, first of all, with veterans, I discovered that, you know what, pretty much every veteran that serves for the Canadian Armed Forces, particularly the ones that serve overseas, are exposed to things that cause them all degrees of different PTSD. And now that we've included first responders, police, firefighters, you know, ambulance drivers in our under our umbrella, I find exactly the same thing. I just got off the phone with a retired homicide detective just an hour ago, and it's practically epidemic. The things that they are exposed to in their service to Canada caused them all kinds of trauma, which is hard to get out of their heads and hard to hard to keep their thoughts straight.
No, I understand. And the theme of the walk is suicide awareness and prevention for PTSD sufferers. Suicide awareness, and you know, we did a couple of shows on first responders and PTSD a few years ago, and I remember a nurse in Alberta telling us about her husband, who was a paramedic, and he was suffering so severely from PTSD that when she went to work, she made him promise that he wasn't going to take his own life while she was gone to work. And she made that happen every single day.
It's epidemic, Roy.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it? You know, there were more suicides with veterans as a result of the Afghan war than there were veterans or soldiers that were killed in action.
Wow.
And I've recently seen some statistics about the police force. There are more police who commit suicide than actually killed in the line of duty.
There were two police officers who, we understand, took their own lives, one in Ottawa, one in Toronto, just a few days ago. Now, the walk, Mark, we have 10 areas, 10 cities: Courtenay, British Columbia; Edmonton, Alberta; Barrie, Ontario; in Ottawa; Moncton, New Brunswick; Greater Vancouver; Calgary; Kingston; Phillipsburg, in Quebec;
yep;
and Charlottetown, of course, in Prince Edward Island.
That's right.
Now, how can Canadians help?
Well, the big thing is the reason for the Canadian Walk for Veterans, first of all, is to allow Canadians to bring to their attention that the people who help us sometimes need help themselves. So that's the one thing. The other thing that I encounter, or we encounter, the Canadian public forgets that we even have veterans, a new generation of veterans. I work with young veterans who have veteran license plates on their car, and people say, "Well, why do you have license plates? You're not a veteran." But they don't, you know, because they think of them as being in the Second World War or the First World War or the Korean War, but they don't realize that we have a whole new generation of veterans. So the whole idea of the Walk for Veterans is to draw the attention to the fact that we do have people that they do have issues and they do suffer as a result of their service to our country. And it's an opportunity just for us to say thank you to them.
So Mark, whether we can walk in those walks or not, depending geographically or physical condition or, you know, whatever the restrictions may be, the registration is $25. 80% of the proceeds goes to four organizations that help veterans as first responders battle PTSD and mental health. And you can go to CanadianWalkForVeterans.com. That's CanadianWalkForVeterans.com. And whether or not you're going to participate, the registration fee is $25. If you can afford it, if you can do it for the first responders and for the veterans. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what you're doing.
Roy, thank you, and thank you. You have always been very supportive, and we really appreciate it.
All right, Mark. Take good care.
Thank you.
Mark Birchall, the second walk, annual walk for veterans, October 19th. And again, it's CanadianWalkForVeterans.com, $25 if you can afford it. I know it'll go greatly appreciated and go a significant length to help veterans and first responders dealing with PTSD. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.